It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. This is the school district update, and today we're talking with Connie Totticini, the principal out at Bruin Point Elementary. Mrs. Totticini, how are you today?
Great. How are you doing?
I am doing well this morning, doing well. And you know, we're back at it 1 week in already. And how are things going out in East Carbon?
They're going great. It's wonderful to be back in school. It's really nice to be able to see their faces.
Right. To have the kids actually there is a good thing, right?
Yep. And, you know, without masks, we do have kids wearing them still if they don't feel well. They're coming to school. Parents are taking responsibility for that. So I really do appreciate the parents' help with that.
Well, very good. And so let's talk about, you know, just getting back into the swing of things at Bruin Point. And one of the first things that they always have, I'm sure you have your back-to-school night that's coming up.
Yep, we've got it coming up really quickly here. We are really excited to be able to have as many parents as we can. We're going to start, of course, with a general meeting, as we always do, just let them know what's going on with school community council and Title I, and then they'll get to go and visit with their teachers, their students' teachers, and then we'll eat a really nice dinner.
So, as always, so that'll be a lot of fun. It's always good to get the parents and the students and everybody back together and back in the school so they can find out what's going on. And you were talking before we came on air, you've already got testing going on up there.
Yeah, we do. We've already started with some of our reading assessments. It's really kind of interesting. I was talking to some of the teachers, and, you know, you always see a summer slump. And, well, usually. And this year, we really didn't because of our summer school program that we had. I don't know if we're going to be able to continue that. It was funds from COVID, but it was phenomenal. It was a great way for some of our kids to spend the summer, and they really focused on reading and math. And we didn't really see that summer slump as much as we do normally.
And so that is great. That is because, yeah, like you said, you always kind of see that drop off when they come back in the fall as opposed to when they left in the spring, and you didn't get that this year. So that's great.
Yep. That's great. Really nice to see.
And that means a lot for the teachers, too, because they don't have to go backwards, really.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, again, shout out to the parents for having their kids involved with our summer school program this year.
Okay, so we've got testing going on, and then something that you told me was the first time that it's ever happened to you in 25 years of teaching. And what is that?
So we started this year with the same teachers that we ended with last year. So this is the first time in my educational career that there has not been a change in teaching staff at the school I've been in, and that is a huge, huge celebration.
It is, and it's also a great thing to when you talk about consistency for students as well.
Yes.
So to be able to do that, that's, yeah, like you said, that's kind of unheard of. No new teachers.
And new teachers.
And everybody kind of signed back in and is staying and is getting ready to go back at it there at Bruin Point. And that, once again, that is an amazing, amazing feat, really. It is.
Well, we do have two brand new paraprofessionals in our preschool. Well, I can't say brand new because they're not brand new, but they're new to preschool this year. And then we do have two paraprofessionals that are new here in the school as reading interventionists and a behavior specialist. And so, they also teach PE and technology. So we do have four new faces, but not certified teachers.
And you know what? There's nothing wrong with bringing new blood in every now and then.
Yep, and these are phenomenal people.
All right, and let's wrap up with talking about, you said, which is another great thing when it comes to Bruin Point. How's your enrollment been?
Oh, we've gone up. It's so nice. We've got a lot of new kids, and it's great that people are moving out to East Carbon Sunnyside. I can't tell you exactly how many, but we have more than a handful of new students here. And they're fun to have. It's wonderful. I've met all of their parents. It's great to have, you know, as far as students concerned, new faces too. We did lose a few but not very many. But it's just great. It's nice to see our enrollment going up as well.
And that helps with everything, really. And so you've got all the got a lot of positives going on out at Bruin Point this year to start this to start the school year. And so let's talk for a moment about, you know, looking ahead through the year. Is there something that you're really looking forward to? As far as, I mean, I realize it's just the second week of school, but is there something that you're looking forward to as far as the school year is concerned? Is there a time of year that's really your favorite?
I don't know. We've got some really cool field trips planned. They're not coming up until April, you know, but, like, we're going to the zoo this year, and there's a program that it pays for all of it. So we just have to follow their guidelines with the number of chaperones that we bring, but it's all free, and the kids get to go to the zoo in April.
Well, so, you know, I'm just going to say it right now. It sounds to me like one of your favorite things is like the students' favorite thing, too, and it's field trips.
Yes. I have to take the kids places so that they can learn new things. Last year we went to Goblin Valley. They ran around, which was beautiful, too. We got to explore, see new things, take pictures of really cool rocks, have fun with each other, get some exercise. So I love being outside with the kids. It's a ton of fun.
All right. Mrs. Connie Totticini, principal up at Bruin Point Elementary, thank you so much for taking out the time and talking to us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great one.
You as well. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.